As I suspect some of you know by now, I was born and raised in New York, but not the 42nd Street of George M. Cohan and James Cagney, but more like the suburbs of Peggy Noonan, with picket fences and second mortgages on houses. We did not get to New York very often, to the city, as we said, except at least once a year, my father and mother and brother and I would take the New Haven Railroad to New York 42nd Street, and we would walk down to Macy's and Gimbel's, thank you, across 34th Street to up to Lord and Taylor, 47th, to Saks Fifth Avenue, Rockefeller Center, The Tree, St. Patrick's, Bergdorf Goodman, Rumpelmeyer's Ice Cream Parlor, and home. I retraced those steps the Monday before Christmas this year with a couple of friends. Turns out that Hammacher Schlemmer has become the Apple store or basement. The Plaza condominiums have taken the place of the Plaza Hotel and the Oak Room. And Mickey Mansell's restaurant took the place of Rumpelmeyer's Ice Cream Parlor. The Christmas crush at St. Patrick's is now life-size figures hand-carved in Orsese, northern Italy, and they are spectacular. But when my parents and brother and I went every year, the statues were life-size, but they had real clothes, and I love that. They had real clothes. And one year we got there, and it was the day after Epiphany. And we got to St. Patrick's, and in those days, women wore Christmas corsages. And they would leave them at the infant in St. Patrick's, and there were thousands of them by then, January 7th in that year. We got to the creche, looked up, and I realized that there were kings but no shepherds. So I was precocious even then and decided to find out what was going on, to the chagrin of my parents and the delight of my brother. I went to the usher and I said, "What happened to the shepherds?" And he said, "Young man, we only have three figures. On the Epiphany, we change the clothes." And the shepherds become the king. And the shepherds become the kings. The least in society now become exalted. And that's part of the mystery of Christmas. Because you see, a famous doctrine of the church said that God became human so humans could become God. Did you get that? That's a shock. But that's exactly what we believe Christmas is all about. It is no longer a way in a manger. It's that God's life is in us in Christ. And every breath we breathe is a life of God breathing in us, called the Holy Spirit. Manifestation to the Magi, yes, that's today. Manifestation at Cana, yes, that's John's gospel. Manifestation at the Jordan River, yes, that's the beginning of Christ's ministry. But manifest every single day that we live in you and in me. St. Peter calls us a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people set apart. That's what this is about. Christmas is not once upon a time. Christmas is not over till today liturgically, but Christmas is never over and we can never get over it. Because we have been reborn in the birth of the Messiah. We pray on Christmas Day, may we share the divinity of Christ who humbles himself in our humanity. And today we hear in the scriptures, all nations have received this, not just Jews, but now Gentiles. God wants everyone to be welcomed. But then the question is that how we treat each other? Three examples. Number one, one of my companions on the Monday before Christmas was a parishioner from a parish I had been in, I hate to say when, but in the early 80s. She met us. It was a freezing cold day, and she was wearing a very inelegant but very practical wool hat. She apologized for the earmuffs, and she said that she bought that hat a year before. It was freezing cold in New York, and she was able to barter and get it at a very good price. She went home that night and said to her husband what the price was, and the husband said, "Why didn't you Jew him down some more?" Why didn't you Jew him down some more? Card-carrying Roman Catholics, good people. Judah, Bethlehem, Jerusalem. Jesus was a Jew. This afternoon, if you have some time, go on YouTube and click Al Pacino and find Al Pacino giving that soliloquy from The Merchant of Venice, "Hath not a Jew blood, hath not a Jew flesh." And what do we say? Why couldn't you Jew him down? Number two. When my grandmother came to this country, she came to Ellis Island. And the clerk asked her what her name was, and she said, "Kuhn." K-U with an umlaut, H-N, Kuhn. And he asked, "Where are you going?" She said, "Virginia." And he said, "I'm going to change your name, because that's what they call black people in the South. Kuhn." My family's name was changed because of prejudice against black people. Jew and Gentile, slave and free, to our shame. Names had to be changed because of the way we treat each other. And thirdly, 4 months after being elected Pope, Pope Francis made a one-day visit to the island of Lampedusa in the Mediterranean. Why Lampedusa? It's the first place that people can come to Europe having come from Africa as refugees. And he went there to celebrate a very simple mass and a very simple message. He said the following in July of 2013 on the island of Lampedusa. The headline said, "Immigrants dying at sea in boats which were vehicles of hope became vehicles of death." I had to come here, he said, to challenge our consciences lest this tragedy be reproduced. Let it not be reproduced. That day when the Pope left, the residents gave him a photo album of about 25 photographs, black and white photographs. Very simple gift. And the first half were people from Africa, cheek to jowl in boats, arriving in rickety vehicles to finally get to freedom, to a new life. They were not from Europe, but they were welcomed by Europe. All nations shall see the salvation of our God. But the second half of the album were numberless Africans, cheek to jowl, who died in the crossing and the dead bodies. To this day, that photo album is on the desk of a cardinal in the Vatican in charge of justice and peace. And he said, the Pope said, let this be a daily reminder of what our job is. Am I my brother's brother and my sister's sister? All nations shall come to adore you. One last epiphany will occur today at this altar. Bread and wine become the body and blood of Christ, the sacrifice of Christ, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. that sacrifice of Christ so we can become more who we are, Christ bearers to each other, Christophers to each other, because we are the body of Christ, and to be strengthened to live the universality of salvation, which is today's gospel's about. All nations shall adore you. The usher said, young man, we only have three figures. On the Epiphany, we changed the clothes. The shepherds become the kings.